Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, Shawnee Culture, man.
Yo, yo.
Are you familiar with Sierra's Prayer? Are you familiar with it?
Sierra's Prayer. That sounds familiar. I don't know.
But you're not quite sure what you've heard about it, but you don't know what it is.
Yeah. As you say it like that, I'm like, nah, I've seen this or heard this somewhere, but I don't recall what it is anymore.
Okay, okay. There's a great R&B album out from Summer Walker. It's dominating the charts right now.
Okay.
And the Sierra's Prayer thing has been a thing where girls are praying for a man, whatever Sierra's praying for, she got the best man. So, Sierra, tell us what your prayer is so that we could get the man that you got or a man like you got. You know, he's a praying man, a working man, a father.
Right.
Sierra, lead us
into finding a dude that's going to do whatever you say.
Not what you see what you did right here.
I'm playing. Now you're right. I'm joking. A good man.
Well, yeah, what they think is a good man. Now,
right.
We've met Sierra before. I don't want to say I know Sierra, but I've met her on several occasions throughout her different relationships, whether it be with Bow Wow, Future, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And Sierra is a nice, humble, hardworking, loving human being herself.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, clearly, she's married to somebody now. She doesn't have to work any longer in that way, but she was always like a great person, is my point.
Right.
And do you ever recall ever seeing Sierra be nasty or mean or anything ever? Has there ever been a story like that?
Not that I could recall, but I do know that there was some, you know, little controversies with past relationships that.
But never her like being petty or nasty.
Not spazzing out. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, emotional and in the press, you know. Those are hard times when you're going through public relationships, but I never heard her being like wicked.
No.
You know?
Nah, I don't recall any of that. But the reason I point that out is because those of you that, and I'm going to bring this back up later because we're going to listen to Sierra's Prayer. Because there's a lot of people on the internet, these, you know, and it's the internet, guys. So I know people listening right now are like, Ebro, why are you even talking about this? Because there's young women, like Laura has a phenomenal man. She didn't need Sierra's prayer for that. You know what I'm saying?
Just her own prayer. Right?
But to point out, Laura is a beautiful human being. She's nice. She's somebody you want to hang out with. She's somebody you want to be around. And so for the fellas out there that hear these shenanigans and are thinking to themselves like, you can pray all you want. You're mean and nasty. Mm. No, the reason you ain't got nothing is because you're mean and nasty. And nobody don't want to hang around you.
See where you're going.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
When I hear these things, I'm like, Sierra. But then also on top of that, Sierra made a conscious effort to likely date somebody that she probably wouldn't have dated before. Russell Wilson's a square. He didn't know how to dress. He's a goofy, people called him. I don't know the man, but that's what people called him. Mm-hmm. But Sierra went in that direction anyway with the nice, square, goofy dude that people said wasn't cool because he's a nice guy. So a lot of y'all out there with the Sierra's prayer, you're mean and nasty. You ain't got nothing going on talking about I need Sierra's prayer. Oh, and on top of that, you keep dating toxic dudes talking about I need Sierra's prayer.
I think that's the part to me that it's like when people date toxic people, you know that this person is toxic.
Right.
You can't change them. A prayer's not going to change a person. They have to want to change for themselves.
Yeah. I mean, the Sierra's prayer almost sounds like, you know, you want that shot in the dark and hopefully it hits the target. Like, boom.
No, you know what it is? No, Sierra's prayer is you don't want to take accountability for your own actions. You think just throwing up a prayer is going to fix everything, but you don't actually want to do any of the work or take any of the sacrifice.
Right. She got her one. She got her one. Sacrifice. I need a prayer like that.
Well, sacrifice is when you date. I say sacrifice because you might date somebody who does some things that annoy you. And you might have to, you know, accept those things. Some people don't do that, Laura.
Well, yeah. There's some people who have, they're delusional and they think there's a perfect person. There's exactly. There's a perfect human being.
Exactly.
Right. She might have, I mean, let's not forget Russell might have been a square, but he had the bag. You know what I'm saying?
So, she had the bag, too.
She had her little paper. She didn't have Russell Wilson's right, paper now. Listen, Russell, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
man.
But she did. She's a high.
You know what I mean?
She's a high.
She also knew she needed a father figure for her first son.
Right.
Remember, because she had a kid already.
Yeah, some stability.
Needed somebody who was going to accept the burden of all of that. Her ex, all the, you know, could deal with all the internet trash talk, as well as be a father figure to her son. And she, you know, remember people used to make fun of her for dressing him or make fun of him for being dressed by her. Remember she stepped up his swag and all of that. Yeah. And he'd be in the videos trying to look cool. And people would be like, look at this dude, man. But now y'all want Sierra's prayer.
It ain't that easy.
And that's my point, Shani. That's right. All I really came to say.
Yeah, it ain't that easy. It's not just a shot in the dark and hopefully I'll get right. As lucky as her.
All right, gosh.
I mean, he asked me a question. I hear what he's saying. You know what I'm
all
saying?
Right. No, Shani hears it out here. Yeah, Shani's outside. He knows, Lord, you're trying to, all right, gosh, I'm over it. These girls out here really think that they're going to get what Sierra got without doing nothing.
Right. Be the energy you want to receive.
Exactly.
You checking out Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg, the number one show in the city.
Man, I can't today. So here's the thing. Summer Walker has the biggest album out right now. It's all over the charts, dominating the charts. Matter of fact, bring up that joint she got with JT from City Girls. Good tune. And let's play that coming up. But at the end of the album, there's Sierra's Prayer. And see, this whole Sierra's Prayer thing has been on social media with women who are wanting Sierra's Prayer. What did she pray for that her life is so perfect? She got Russell Wilson. She got the great husband. She got the great life. She's got the kids. You know, she's got everything's great. What did Sierra do? Who did she pray to? Sierra, give us your prayer, Ma, so we can live life like you. And I said it earlier on the show. I met Sierra several times throughout her career. The nicest of human beings. Hardworking. Takes care of herself. And even when was going through public, you know, controversies, I don't remember her being a mean, nasty person. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even when she was having some sort of situation, whether with a relationship or whatever, I don't remember her ever being negative, always positive. And so she ends up married to Russell Wilson. Now, Russell Wilson, Rosenberg backed me up here, but he was seen as kind of a square. A goofy.
Not kind of, and not past tense. yes.
And so she ends up with a guy that most women wasn't checking for like that. Why? Because he's a religious man and a great human being and a hardworking person also. And they clicked and it's been amazing from what we could tell. So the reason I say all of this is because it always irritates me when not just women, but men, anybody is like, yo, how can I have and I won't have. But it's never self-reflection. It's never accountability. It's never looking at who you actually are and how you live your life and saying to yourself, would I even attract the people that I want to be a part of my life? I want to listen to Sierra's prayer. You got it there? Shani,
let me hear you. Jesus, I need you. I don't fully understand everything right now, but I know you have great plans for me. I'm hurting, but there is purpose in my pain. I need you. I need you to restore my faith and love. Give me strength. I know I can't do it all on my own. I'm tired. I don't want to hurt no more. I don't want to feel like this ever again. Thank you for hearing my cry. Thank you for hearing my heart. I know you'll do what's right with it. Thank you for never judging me. I'm broken, but I'm beautifully broken. I know you will help me put all the right pieces together. I know my pain is not in vain. I know that my baby is the most precious gift you've given me in life, and I thank you for that. I thank you. Cover and protect us, Lord. I pray the next man in my life will be my husband. I pray he loves me, leads me, guides me, reassures me. I pray that he holds me. I pray that I have everything I want and need in him. I pray he will love me the way you love me. Your love is unconditional. You are the way, the truth, and the life. In you, there's hope. Lord, you say, love is patient, love is kind. It is not envy. I believe in this pure love. This is what I want. Lord, thank you for reminding me who I am. I am a queen. I deserve to be treated like one. I'm a warrior. I will get up. I'm a child of God. I'm everything you say I am. I am an overcomer. I'm built for this. Lord, I'm ready. In Jesus' name, amen.
Sounds nice enough.
Amen.
She didn't say amen.
I swear to God.
Well, she definitely said amen.
That was intentional.
Amen.
Oh. She didn't say amen. She said amen.
Oh, Lord.
She said amen.
Double entendre. Don't ask her how.
Yeah, it's true.
You're checking out Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg, the number one show in the city.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. 97 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning.
Woo!
Hot 97.
You all appreciate it.
Now, Laura, you are thoroughly annoyed by this. Why?
It's just so annoying. Ugh. Why? I'm rolling my eyes. Even when you bring it up. Just because it's so, like, gimmicky. Like, if you're a good person, yes, I agree with you. You have to put out the energy that you want to receive. Fine. Right. But, I don't know. Listen, there's people who are very religious, and they thoroughly believe in prayer, so I don't want to offend anyone. But, and it's fine. It, you know, people pray for all different types of reasons. But I don't know if Sierra's prayer is the answer. You know what I mean?
Like, well, I think it's you're right. It is gimmicky. God. And it is not the answer. But I'm using it as a conversation piece because there are people out there praying for another person to complete them. And my point is, it's not the other person. It's you.
That's facts.
That's the problem.
You
with the whole
are
thing.
The problem or the solution. It starts
Both.
With you. That's what I'm. That's all I really wanted to say.
Well, we did see Sierra with her first relationship. She was kind of chasing that bad boy. I mean, she was with Bow Wow and 50 and Future. And next thing you know, she 50. Found religion, right? Or maybe she was always religious. I don't know. I don't know Sierra. You know what I mean? But to your point, you know, maybe she connected with somebody who was like eye to eye instead of the idea of the man she thought she wanted.
Well, she went and found a good human, not the image of what she wanted. Right, because remember, people was making fun of Russell Wilson and her because she was upgrading him and showing him how to dress, and he was dressing cooler, and you know what I mean? So he might have been a better person than her, but he didn't have the cool factor, the aesthetic that was, you know, seen as cool to the public. So she gave him some of the aesthetic, and maybe he gave her the way to be a quality, positive individual and the work ethic and the family that she was looking for. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the partnership part. Everybody doesn't have it all. You understand what I'm saying?
There's so many layers to this whole thing, in my opinion. Like, number one, the idea of praying for someone else to complete you. While I understand it, believe me, I do. It's not the answer.
Or maybe not the only answer.
And no, I mean, the truth is you have to complete yourself as best you can first and then hope you're going to meet someone that can help elevate you and make you even better, right? Like, you can't – it's about two people standing straight together, not leaning onto each other to survive.
There you go. Talk about it.
But then also there's another part here. Like, number one, there's the how hard it is to pick someone who's nothing like what your taste or interest is. To just be like, I'm going to just pick a good man. That it's easier said than done. And like, my guess is if it's working for Sierra, it's because she changed as a person first. And then Russell Wilson made sense for her. Because if she had just tried to force Russell Wilson into the same person who was in love with Future, that wouldn't work. They're too different. It wouldn't make any sense. And then lastly, last thing is, even with your perfect Russell Wilson, the sweet, easy, you know, amazing guy, it's still going to be hard. It's still not a fairy tale. All we know about Sierra and Russell Wilson is their Instagram. We don't know their real life.
That's right.
It's still not easy, even when you find the best partner ever. So all of it, Ebro, I think why you probably find it annoying is it just contributes to this unrealistic idea of relationships in the first place.
Well, and for me, that everybody's got that. And I think we're sold that from when we're children, right? From the movies and all that. But I have recently, and maybe I've always been here, but recently, whether it was the Kanye West conversation on Drink Champs or Sierra's prayer or many other things happening in the news, there's an account. We have an accountability issue culturally where we think that entities beyond ourselves can fix our problems without us doing any work. That we don't have to go, whether it's from all the way from voting to Sierra's prayer. It's always about someone else fixing your ish for you, and you don't have to do anything. You got to do some stuff out here, fam. Every day. And you got to work on yourself and your priorities every day. Or you're not going to get what you think you deserve. Because you don't deserve ish. Ain't nobody giving you nothing out here. You got to work for it. And so I think that's, if a relationship is really that important to you, you have to look yourself in the mirror and go, yo, am I even the type of person that I would want to be with? Because how are you going to expect somebody else to love you if you don't love yourself?
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to expect somebody else to want to hang out with you when you don't like yourself?
Well, they don't know that part. They don't know that they don't love themselves. You know what I'm saying? That's the tricky part. You think you do, but you abusing yourself. You know what I'm saying? Sabotaging yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so even before
all of that, people limit their choices with their criteria. Oh, he has to be 6 feet.
Right.
Oh, he has to have curly hair. Oh, I need
this complexion
all the time. Mm-hmm. No, this complexion. Mm-hmm. Oh, they have to dress like this. They have to have this.
So they got to make this amount of money. They got to drive this type of car. They got to do this. They got to.
Even before you get to that, there's that bridge. It's like Rosenberg said. There's a lot of layers.
But I wanted to take the time because I think a lot of us are out here. We're out here playing ourselves. And that's why we had a segment an hour ago called Congratulations, You Played Yourself. Because it starts with yourself. It starts with what you're doing. Not what everybody else is doing. What you are doing for yourself.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Ebro in the Morning.
In the Morning.
In the Morning.
With Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Let's go!
Hot 97.
Mike wants to play Ride or Die, guys. Give it up for Mike.
Welcome!
Mike.
Ride or Die, you ready? What do you got, Mike? You got a scenario for us?
Nah, I thought y'all were supposed to come up with one for me.
We can. This says here, Rosenberg. He's been with his girl 3 to 4 months.
Okay.
She does billing for Nissan, but he's a transporter for Nissan.
Oh, y'all work together?
Yeah. Crazy. Oh, wait. Laura Stiles could play my ex.
Why would you be near your ex?
She's still trying to get back with me. She kind of, like, lives, like, right up the block from where I work at.
So you're in the garage, so maybe the ex then came to the garage.
Okay.
Because I'm trying to get Linda to drop what she's doing
right.
And have to, like, get up from her desk and come confront this bitch. Yo, I don't want to be with her no more.
That's a good one.
And how close are you guys physically working to each other?
Like, she's downstairs. I'm upstairs.
Boom. Let's go right now.
Babe, I need you to come upstairs.
I already told you. Why are you trying to play me? I know you're not seeing nobody else.
My ex is up here, and she just smacked me. Like, she won't leave the
you
job.
You need to come on. Just, you promised me we would go to lunch. I don't understand why all of a sudden you acting
come
up.
Come upstairs by the place, yo. Hi. I'm right here by the garage.
Mike.
Bye.
Wait. Linda.
We gotta wait for her. Now we gotta wait on his phone for her to show up.
Mike.
Wait, I think, yo.
Oh my God.
Yo, she didn't hesitate for a second.
She's right here. Hello?
Linda, this is Precious. You need to lay off my man. That's my man.
Are you serious?
Linda.
Yeah.
Mike wanted to see if you was his ride or die.
I hate you.
But yo, you were the most ride or die we've ever heard.
Yo, Linda, you were like, in a second, I'm out.
I ran upstairs.
Want to test your ride or die? Email us now at beriderdie@gmail.com. That's beriderdie@gmail.com.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Where's DJ John?
DJ John is here.
Oh, good.
It's DJ John.
DJ John.
Yo.
DJ John.
Johnny.
Yeah, John.
Happy post Halloween.
Yo, John.
What's up, baby?
I want you to share with the audience the reason you wasn't at Young Baby Light's birthday yesterday.
Bro, stop.
Well, I wanted to move as a unit with my lady and a daughter, so we couldn't all go at the same time, so we didn't go. So that's it.
Then you started asking other questions like, well, what'd you do? So I gave you my answer, and you thought it was an excuse, which it wasn't. I gave you my first answer, and you thought it was an excuse. If that makes sense.
It's fine. Oh, my God.
So ask the questions. Come on. It feels like you're interrogating me. Go ahead.
I didn't even say. I just said share with the audience. I just wanted everybody to see you squirm because you
didn't squirm.
You was mad. You was just squirming.
No, yo, I heard the break before this.
Yo,
I heard the
like
break
you
before
have
this
interrogating
break.
Me.
I mean, bruh. He was squirm. He gave a reason. You can either like that. We can like the reason or not.
But no, he was squirming. Reason. That's called squirming. That's when he went squirming. After he finished talking, he kept talking and he kept talking. That's called squirming when somebody asks you something.
You just asked me a question. I answered it. I don't understand. Yo, you. That's a thing with you and me, man. I don't know what it is, man. I don't have a thing.
I just wanted to know why you wasn't at
every
my niece's
day.
Birthday, man.
Every
it was
day.
Her first birthday. That's an important birthday. You're supposed
to
be there.
I wish I was. I wish.
You could have been there.
I know. But I gave you my
reason. You can't say you wish. Wish is too much because you could have been there.
Guys, come on.
Laura, stay out of this. This ain't got nothing to do with you.
But it does because she's there.
We move as a unit, so I couldn't go on my own. I mean,
I wanted to bring my lady and her daughter there.
There was a lot of people there that didn't bring their kids, man.
Well, I'm not them. It ain't me. I wanted to, like, kind of like, as a family, I wanted to bring my new family to this family.
But you're gonna, so just a bit of advice. There's gonna be times as a part of having a family that you got a lady that gotta work, you got other things going on. You don't always get to move as a unit. Sometimes you just gotta, you know, hold your people down and show up real quick.
True. You're right.
Since you know you're acting like this new family.
I mess up? I don't wanna feel like I'm a bad guy because I'm not a bad
guy. No, we already know you're a bad guy. It's been proven times on this show.
True, too. Yeah.
That's true.
Did you miss me at the birthday party?
I looked for you.
Did you?
It was the first thing I asked this morning. Where's DJ John?
No.
He wasn't at the party yesterday.
He said to me, where's Juanito? I was like, because I was like, I don't think, hold on,
guess who showed up with two small children and not their wife? Rahsaan. Rahsaan showed up with two kids in hand. A dad solo with two children without his wife. You know why? Because it was Young Baby Light's first birthday. It was important.
You're right. You're right.
Although,
guys, you, I mean, can we just go on, please?
Other people here.
I didn't want to be that giveaway.
Laura, this ain't got nothing to do with you. I know this was your child's birthday. It's a family issue.
Now, thinking about it, what would have been that guy with the only single, or not the only single person?
No. You're just a bad guy.
I'm not a bad guy, though.
You didn't want to come. Just say it.
No. I wanted to come. Man.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. That's family, you heard?
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to say people get curved every day. This is Ebro.
This is Laura.
And this is Rosenberg.
And we are
Ebro in the morning.
That's right.
I like that.
80s group.
That's right. But look, you could call in if you've been trying to get a hold of somebody, and we'll see why you got curved, why you got ghosted. Michelle.
Yep.
Oh, wow. I can hear why you got curved already. Why so serious?
I'm just a little disappointed, so I'm a little serious about it.
All right. Hang on here. Got the notes here. Michelle got curved by Dana, it says. They went out to dinner in Midtown, and you thought you guys had a great time.
Yeah, I guess maybe I was a little nervous on the date. This is my first lesbian relationship since I came out. So this was my first date, first everything. And I really wanted to make a good impression. I thought I did. And we had a really good connection. The conversation was great. So I don't know what happened. This is my first date.
Got it. So we'll get Dana on. She agreed to come on the show, but she does not know you're on the phone, okay?
All right.
Here we go. Calling Dana.
Hello.
Dana.
Hey.
It's Ebro.
It's Laura.
It's Rosenberg.
And we are
Ebro in the morning.
Sorry.
Okay. Hi, Dana.
Hey.
So what happened? How come you didn't hit Michelle back?
Man, she was really cute. But, like, this is her first time being with another girl. And I'm not trying to, you know, be her lesbian Yoda. I'm not trying to do that with Yoda.
Well said.
That's pretty funny. It's pretty funny.
Wait,
you
so
know, like,
is that the only reason?
I'm sorry. I should have said that.
Michelle.
I'm sorry. I should have said that word.
Michelle.
You guys okay?
No, it's Dana. Dana.
I mean, I'm sorry. Dana.
Dana, you okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
So is that the only reason, Dana?
Not really. I mean, yes and no. Like, a lot of things about her not being out, like, she was super paranoid and, like, didn't want to hold hands in public. You know, she's not all the way out. Not comfortable being herself.
Well, how many times y'all been out?
You know, like, this is our first time to be out.
Yeah, but lesbian relationships, like, tend to move very fast, Rosenberg. Just keep that in mind.
Wait, they go to holding hands on the first date?
Very quickly, yeah. But I do understand her being, like, you know, not comfortable with somebody who is not comfortable with themselves yet.
Yeah, she was just really defensive and about being a lesbian. And, like, I don't have time for that. I'm a lesbian.
Right. Okay, I get it. This is a basic situation. You're a full-blown, comfortable, out, ready to go, pro-lesbian.
Exactly.
She's an amateur at this.
She's B-team.
You know what she is? She's B-team. You know what she is? She's a halfway crook.
She's halfway.
Scared
to death, scared to look.
She shook.
She's scared to look directly in the eye of it.
Yes.
Hey, Michelle.
Yep.
You heard what Dana had to say.
I'm just a little bit outraged because
a little bit outraged.
First of all,
you
were not respecting my comfort level in terms of, like, trying to grab my hand and actually trying to grab my
breasts. You were on a date.
You were trying to fondle me at the dinner table. And I was I find you attractive. That's why I said people are looking at us, because you were trying to be a little aggressive. Like,
where'd
I'm
you
trying
try to
get to know you and everything.
Stop. Hold on, I want to get an image here. Where'd you try to fondle
Stop.
You?
At the table when we were eating dinner.
Where on your body did she try to fondle you?
Rosenberg, knock it off. Ladies, go ahead. Iron it out.
Did you say... What? Sorry.
That's not true. Were trying to fondle my breast.
Anybody that knows me knows I would never do that in public. That's not my style. You're just trying to make up some reason because you were defensive. You're not ready.
All right, guys. So, Michelle, Dana. All right, ding, ding, ding. Back to your corners. Here's the deal. Dana has expressed that she was already uncomfortable, Michelle, because you're B-team, you're new to this, and she didn't want to be lesbian Yoda. I don't even know if this is worth the energy.
That's offensive in and of itself.
Dana said it. And you're a new lesbian. How are you making the rules? You just got here.
Yeah, Dana's
the experienced lesbian made the joke.
Like, Dana's
you know
OG.
What, Dana? You're just mean. You're just a mean person.
But
that's
how is she
what,
mean if she's just
noticing.
Being honest? I don't think she's being mean.
No, how can you? I don't want to be lesbian Yoda. If you like somebody, you
she don't like you enough,
them.
Though,
you
Michelle.
You don't make her feel comfortable. She wants to be free.
Well, if she wants to be free to grab somebody, then go ahead and
You're saying she's Donald Trump?
Yes. She's very aggressive and foul and vulgar.
So you waited this whole conversation to throw in the part that she actually grabbed your vagina also. You didn't mention that before.
No,
she's vulgar.
She's fine.
You guys sound like a match. I think you should go on a second date.
Think you got curved? Hit us up right now at gotcurved@gmail.com so we can get to the bottom of it for you.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Look, Laura doesn't want me to talk about it, but yo, they didn't show up to your kid's first birthday.
Ugh. It's fine. Gosh,
that's what she's saying now. Young Baby Light's gonna look back at those photos and go, yo, who wasn't there that's acting like we good?
Oh no. I mean,
and you think she's gonna be worried about DJ John?
I do.
I do, though, want to give a big shout-out to the amazing small businesses that collaborated with me to create a beautiful function for Kenza's first birthday.
Okay. Nice. Great job.
Women-owned businesses. The Endy Shop. You can follow them on Instagram. Look, the beautiful balloon situation. People are so creative. Like, I thought it was just going to be a few little balloons when I got there. I was like, oh, my God, this is amazing.
Yo, Issa walked out with, like, 9 different balloons. She had a bag of balloon animals.
Yes. And Giggle Adventures, which is, listen, Giggle Adventures is so dope because if you have kids, they just bring a soft play area. You can rent it and kids go buck wild.
Oh, that was Giggle Adventures. They brought that. They made it Chuck E. Cheese up in there.
Fam, it was lit. Kids were going wild in those little ball pits and the soft play. It was dope.
What's the name of that company?
It's called Giggle Adventures.
Giggle Adventures.
And the Indie Shop, yes.
Oh, like Great Adventures.
Laura, don't try to take me off, though. 800-223-9797. Laura's trying to protect DJ John here. John didn't show up to Young Baby Light's first birthday.
I think you have to open this up a little bit, Ebro. I mean, I don't want to tell you what to do, but don't you think we should be analyzing everyone who didn't show up and see who really has the good excuse?
Well, I know Shawnee was with his mom's. Mom's in town. He had to drive her somewhere. So I rock with that.
But that's it? That's all he had to say was I had to drive my mom somewhere, and that was enough for you?
No, yeah, and Shawnee didn't have his kids, and he told me ahead of time.
Oh, multiple excuses. You know what that means. It's a lie.
Nah, fam.
It's a lie.
Well, Shawnee's mom is older, so when she doesn't live here. So when he was like, yo, my mom's here, I gotta take her somewhere. That's like, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. And wow, Cass guys, 1 had family nice. Coming over. He has his nieces and nephews, so I get it, too.
Wait, it was that? I thought it was that he was partying and he was trying to be safe for everyone. Again, multiple excuses. I'm kind of confused. Yeah, everyone got so many.
I mean, you know. It was a 2-for-1 sale.
Yeah, sometimes it stacks
excuse,
up.
At the excuse store.
It's really one, but then there's other things that
DJ
play a role.
DJ John, right. The reason John's for me doesn't fly is because all he said was, my lady wasn't going with me, so I didn't go.
I'm growing to like John's excuse the most. I'm starting to appreciate it as the most honest. He just didn't want to go.
Right.
No. Well, actually, he probably didn't want to go because I asked him to DJ too.
No, you didn't. Oh, no, you didn't. Wow. That's a lie. That is a lie. She fibbed. She fibbed on the radio just now. She's
turn his mic on, son.
Is John going to cry?
As long as
I
you turn him on.
I was like, oh, John, do you mind doing like a little set for the kids, you know? So, you know, Lady Shows doesn't have to do the whole night, so everyone can just do an hour and everybody else enjoy themselves. He's like, I'll let you know.
Wow. Take your time, John. Wow. Go ahead.
Hello? Hello? I was today years old when I found this news out. I just found that out right now.
John.
I just want to say.
Listen. Go ahead, John. What do you want to say?
I'm hurt. I'm just hurt. What? I was never invited to DJ that event.
And would you have shown up if you were the DJ?
No.
Wow, that would have been worse. Wow.
That would have been even worse. No, because it's a bigger thing, I guess. But I just listen. There was so many things happened. I didn't want to, you know, not go around my lady and her daughter. And I kind of want to move as a unit. I know certain things I can't go, but it was, damn, I felt bad.
You should.
Oh wow.
And that was my intention, to make you feel bad.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. That's family,
Anybody calling right now that's forgiving people for not showing up to their child's birthday?
Well, I don't know if they've forgiven them, but they on the line. You want to hear something?
Yeah, who you got?
We got Brian.
Brian, who didn't show up to your kid's birthday? Did you forgive him?
Nah, man. That was bull crap. I'm not feeling how well DJ John ain't come to Baby Life.
Damn, see? Damn. Whoa. Wow.
I got him popping off in my DM and everything.
Oh, that's the one that was crying about a boxer loss over the weekend?
You be all right, man. That's old news already. We talking about yesterday, man. You ain't come, man. We ain't feeling that.
You wasn't there. Damn. What are you talking about? Damn. You didn't invite me. Yo, get out of here.
Thank you for your phone call.
Yes, he made a lot of selling points.
We got David.
David.
Hey, what's up?
Who didn't show up to your kid's birthday party? Did you forgive him?
Listen, man. It's worse, man. You know, it's worse for me because I didn't show up to my daughter's first birthday party.
Oh, man, hang up on this guy. Hang up on this guy. Hit the button.
Don't do that. But what we got to talk about, we talk about Juanito.
He's all just people against Juanito. But don't talk about me. We got Mickey.
Mickey, you calling about Juanito or about yourself?
Kind of a both, but more about myself. Because I take parties, any events for my kids serious. So if you don't come and you don't give me a good excuse, you're done.
See?
You're done.
Dunzo out here. And this is birthday party number one.
One, exactly.
And remember, for me, birthday party number one is really about, especially on the first child, it's about the mom, Juanito. So you popping all that out in my lady was working. You were supposed to show up for Laura. This is about you and Laura.
No, it's okay. Well, listen, look, because I know it's Halloween. People are like, why are you having a birthday on Halloween? Because my daughter was born on Halloween. It's her birthday. That's why I always make it a Halloween party. So if you come, you can experience Halloween festivities. There's trick-or-treating and games. So you know what I mean? So you could still, and a safe place, because you know that I'm purchasing everything, so it's not weird candy from strangers.
I also
understand why people also have plans. Like, oh, they have plans with my kid's school. Totally get it. I get it. But some people did come for like an hour and said, okay, now we're off to our next festivities, which I appreciated.
Yo, John, I rode 60 miles in the morning, got off my bike, got back, got dressed in 30 minutes, drove. It was my daughter's mom's day, Sunday's day. Everybody stopped down. My daughter's mom got her ready to go to Laura's party. It was an all-in-together-now thing. for Laura and Young Baby Light over here.
It's okay, Ebro.
It's not.
I don't understand. I mean, I just feel bad for John. It feels like this is all being heaped on DJ John.
I know. It's John. You He's know, not the only one who missed. You. Yes, it's fine. It's fine.
Ebro ain't messing with me.
Yo, he could have got in the car and just drove over there. He was by himself. His girl was at work.
He was not by himself.
I mean, he is far. It is far.
He had a stepdaughter with him.
Wait,
his
where was
that? Stepdaughter.
Where was it in at? Brooklyn. It was far.
Oh, it's far. You know, I'm an
for
old
John, that's sister. Far.
Yeah.
Wait, your teenage stepdaughter was with you. How old is she?
She's 13, but I can't take her with me.
Why?
Because I'd rather her come with her mother at the same time as a unit. Why are you not getting that part? I don't understand, like.
Because sometimes, as grown-ups, sometimes you don't get to move as a unit.
No, man.
It's just being a grown-up.
It's
sometimes
our first
we
Halloween.
Can't all hold hands and go together
to
at
add
the same
something,
time.
Not an excuse, but to add something, is our first Halloween as me and my lady, and we just wanted to be more together. That's it. I mean, and I knew I couldn't bring her down there because she was working. So I was like, all right, well, it's fine.
It's okay.
So you couldn't
DJ
go over
John.
There at 2 o'clock, come back at 5, and y'all spend the night together?
No. I already had something to do before that.
But there's another one. That's excuse number 5.
No, we got Mike on the line. We got Mike.
We got Mike on the line.
Pile on.
Crazy. Yo, Mike, when they don't show up to the kid's birthday, do you forgive them or nah?
I still don't forgive them. She ain't show up to my daughter's birthday party, and you the godparent. But then, after all of that, you want to start liking my pictures on Instagram. Yo, block.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what do you think this is? I'm that petty. Yes, I'm that petty.
See?
I am.
As you should.
And apparently, I am too. Laura's not there. Laura's ready to forgive, forget, and move on. She doesn't care. Not me. You want to act like you family and everything is locked in, but you're not showing up?
Nah, you got to get blocked.
I'm saying so.
Wow.
Okay, that's strong.
Congratulations. You played yourself. Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Yo, John, you can make it up next year, man.
I have a year to plan. Thank you.
Yes,
you got
thank
a year
John.
To plan.
Yes.
Which means you got to be best dressed, the DJ, and you might have to pay for the cake and all
I might
that.
Have
next
a
year.
No, you don't. I might have a kid by next year, so I might not be able to go. So
oh,
I don't know.
Major announcement.
Oh, wow.
That was big.
Y'all got to go. Y'all got to do something.
Yo, major announcement.
Wow.
What is going on here?
You might have a kid by next year.
You better shut your white mouth.
He left the room because he's like, oh, my God, I went too far.
You gone too far.
No matter what's happening with you having a kid or not, he still went too far either way.
Too far.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. That's family, y'all.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey, Candace, you ready to play Ride or Die?
I'm ready.
All right, so the scenario they put down in front of me is you're mad at your man Jermaine. He says he goes to work every day in Midtown, but you found out that he quit his job a month ago and stays at the crib in Queens.
Yep.
Ooh. What Queens. A liar. That's a liar.
So now we about to act like you're in Midtown. You don't have enough money for a cab, and since you're right by his job, allegedly, he needs to rush down and give you some money.
Yeah.
Oh, she's ready to go. All right, let's do it.
All right, here we go.
You ready? You have 30 seconds, okay? 30
all right,
seconds.
Candace.
Go.
Hello.
Hey, babe, look, I'm right by your job. I really, really need your help. Look, the cab driver is yelling at me because I ran out of money. The meter's still going.
Man, you need to pay
traffic.
For this.
I really, really need you to come downstairs and just spot me a 20 right quick. Like, I left my wallet at home. All I have
ma'am,
is $20.
Ma'am, $42.75 is your total.
You hear, oh, my God, will you please step up? Can you please just come down?
Ma'am, hello? All of the customers, ma'am, we have to move.
Hello, babe, you hear? Come on now. Hello?
$42.75.
No, man, come on now. How are you going to do me like that? Like, all I need is $20. Just run downstairs right quick. I'm right on the corner of 47th and 9th. Right here. Come on now.
Miss, we have to go. $42.75, please. Hurry up.
You don't got your card on you or nothing like that?
No, babe. You know what? Are you at work right now?
No. Candace, Jermaine. You're on Hot 97. Candace was trying to see if you was ride or die. You out of time.
And you died. You failed.
Boo. Jermaine, you're a failure, son.
Boo.
I know you quit your job, and I know that you're not working no more, and that's what I was trying to get around to.
What are you talking about? I get up every day to go to work. What are you talking about?
You get up every day to go to Queens to hang out in your bed and play video games. You've been playing me for the past month. Derek told me that you quit your job.
Eek.
Me and Derek do not even talk like that no more.
Hold on. So you didn't quit your job?
Oh, what are you talking about?
Can I see your last pay stub?
Yeah.
No, it's cool. Just let me see your last pay stub, but we good.
You my accountant now? I'm trying to do my
taxes. All right. Do you still work or not?
Hey, man, listen, dog. Hey, man, I work, but I ain't.
Amen. That's how you know his ass is lying.
Oh, God.
Yo, you got caught, man. You got caught. Give it up.
I work, but I don't do the same joint that she said.
Right, because you're lying. You need to take your lying trifling ass somewhere and go ahead. Like, I can't even believe you.
All right, babe.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg
on Hot 97.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Ro Timmy. You already know it's Hot 97.
I know you want. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning. Laura Stiles was going off on, I think she was going off on Rosenberg and Juanito mostly for saying bing bong or acting like they was with the bing bong early and saying that there was like rules to bing bong ish. That's what she said.
Everyone just started saying it. I'm like, first of all, the only person I've heard genuinely use it in a very BX way was Cass One. He's been bing bonging since the beginning. And all of a sudden, Rosenberg and then Juanito. And I'm like,
Y'all remember Cass One saying bing bong before it was a huge thing?
Yes.
You do?
Yes. You didn't notice it because you didn't care about bing bong.
I don't think it happened. And also, it's not a BX thing. It's a Coney Island thing. I don't understand.
I've heard him say it before.
I thought it was just a New York thing.
Cass One.
It is a New York thing, but...
I mean, like Nem's from Coney Island.
Nem's from Coney Island, but, you know. Matter of fact,
I've always bonged. I've never
you
been.
You have.
It's not about you, Shawnee. I don't think she was coming for you yesterday.
That's true.
Just on the New York. I was coming for Rosie.
But she was... Laura was so irritated with the bing bong that Nem's left her a message. Because they had a back and forth with Nem sent you something that someone said you was hating on the bing bong.
I was like, I'm not hating on you. I was hating on Rosenberg. And then he was nice. He was like, no, I appreciate just you bringing it up. All love. He was sweet.
Let's hear the message, Laura. You got the message?
Oh, my God. Are you going to have to dig up the message? All right.
Come on, son. This is radio, man. You just played us the message behind the scenes. We're not going to share with the friends of the show?
I didn't write that. I just tagged you so you could see it, that somebody said that. But I already got it from the gist of the conversation that you was like, yo, only Cass One was on this. So I got what you were saying. I knew you wasn't hating. But thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. Even if you wasn't on it, you guys playing and showing love and just giving attention. So I appreciate that. Thank you, guys.
Yo, Nem,
man. What a great guy. He was
what
so
a
nice
guy, man. Guy.
Bing bong.
Great guy. Bing bong.
So nice.
and apparently there's the bing bong ten of commandments. The number one
bing bong
on the list is you must live in New York City in order to use the phrase bing bong.
Okay,
that's number one. But 10 is pretty good. We'll run down the 10 commandments of the bing bong coming up.
I just read it. It's pretty good.
They're very good. Very good.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
You already know.
Ebro, Laura, Rosenberg. Bing bong time. Bing bong talk time. The Ten Commandments.
of Bing Bong. Now, I was told on social media that I needed to shout a podcast out that came up with this list. Something the Whatever Face podcast.
Oh, but you at least got to get the name right.
Is that not it?
Whatever Face. Is that what it's called?
No, that's what they said it was called. Okay, whatever okay. Face podcast.
I thought you were just missing it. I'm like,
you thought you were just disrespected.
Well, it was. And it was posted by Euro's Lookbook on Instagram.
Yes.
These are the Bing Bong 10 Commandments. Bing bong. I'll read them.
Okay.
And you guys decide if you fit in or not, all right? Let's start with number 10 on the Bing Bong 10. Commandments.
Okay.
Number 10. Okay. Well, you want me to start at number 1?
I think you start at 1. I think you start at 1.
No, you count down to number 1, and then you go, and the number 1.
No, but it's not, because number 1 isn't a number 1. It's not like that. It's not a countdown to the biggest one. It's just a list.
Numero uno.
Yeah. Go ahead. Numero uno.
All right. Here we go. Number 1 on the Bing Bong 10 Commandments. You must live in New York City in order to use the phrase Bing Bong.
Okay.
Bing
all right.
Bong.
Okay.
A lot of people all already right. out.
Okay. Your area code must be 718-347-646-212 or 917.
A lot more people out.
I'm out.
I'm still alive.
Bing Bong.
I'm out.
Still in here.
You had to have taken the subway more than 25 times in your life.
I'm in.
I'm in. Well, Laura, you're already out.
No, but once
in.
You're out, you're
no,
out.
No,
you're out.
No.
You can't go, I'm back in.
Yo, just because you were the one to bring the hate to Rosenberg using Bing Bong and he's still in, don't try to jump back in now.
You can say I
you must be able to navigate I'm through in. New York City yo. With no help.
Facts, I'm in.
All right.
Super Bing easy. Bong. Okay.
Well, I mean, hold on.
It didn't say throughout the five boroughs.
Bro.
It didn't say that.
It includes five boroughs.
It didn't say
yeah, it does.
Navigating Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx.
Right, you know Park, Queens crazy.
Cass,
Queens
you were already crazy. Out on the first one, so it doesn't really matter, does it?
How do you figure?
Oh,
you don't live in New York City.
Yeah, Laura, read part one again. Read number one.
You must live in New York City in order to use the phrase Bing Bong.
See you later,
I
Cass.
New York. Nah, don't count,
I mean,
son.
Technically, Cass that has an apartment count. In the Bronx, so he's still
facts.
In.
Thank you.
He does not thank live
you,
in
Laura.
It.
But, keep
but
going.
Whatever.
Keep
here we go. Number five. Number five. You must go to the bodega at least five times a day.
Five times a day?
Five is a lot.
7-Eleven does not count. 7-Eleven does not count.
Yo, five times a day. That's how you know it's real. When you basically live at the bodega.
All right, here you go. Number six. You got to be able to roll up the za, roll a blunt or something, or set up hookah in less than 5 minutes.
Okay.
Bing bong.
Okay. Well, it might not be pretty, but.
Right. I'm good. I'm good still. Except
you must me. Know what it's like to take the subway during rush hour.
Right. Yeah.
Bing bong.
My Lord.
You must know all New York City slang and when to use it.
Okay.
Bing mm-hmm. bong.
You must have crossed the street when the hand says wait. Or jaywalk in front of 12.
Yep.
Right. If you don't cross the street like that, then you ain't never really crossed the street.
And the final, the number 10 in the Big Bing Bong 10 Commandments. You got to know a scammer, drug dealer, or a bottle girl.
Boom.
Like, personally, like, you got to
yeah.
know them.
You gotta,
you know
it
what?
Says you got to know them. It doesn't say in the biblical sense. It just says you got to know them.
Right.
Bing bong.
Bing bong. Stupid. Yo, yes. Run the tune, man. Shout to them. Play the record for them.
I qualify except for the five times a day.
Yeah, it's a lot of
yeah, you're in there. You're in there.
Maybe when I was a child.
I was out on 1 and 2. My area code don't match, and I currently live in Jersey.
So it's over.
And so I was over. We back cash now, I definitely ain't hitting the bodega five times a day. The rest, though, I'm in there.
Who want what? Heavy hitters.
Nam.
Fix your face, stupid. It's that big gorilla, but it ain't baked, stupid.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
Mash like
that. This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David O.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now. Now at Ticketmaster.com.
Let's get to the gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shiny Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro,
don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru, Laura, at gmail.com, where the gurus unite.
That's right, that's right, that's right.
To help you, to love you, to guide you in your time of need.
To love you. Say it, Laura.
Shiny Culture, burn that sage.
That's right, cleanse the energy.
Cleanse the air.
To hold
y'all be lying to these people. Y'all don't lie to these people.
Zen it up, Rosenberg. Breathing exercises. Zen, zen,
zen,
zen. Zen, zen, zen.
Exhale.
TheGuruLaura at gmail.com. TheGuruLaura at gmail.com. Dear gurus, international listener here from Lagos, Nigeria.
Shout out
to Africa.
Yo, Nigeria in the building.
I listen to your show every day, and it helps me get through a lot of bad days, so thank you. Now to my problem. It's a bit of a heavy one.
Okay.
All right.
Me and my girlfriend have been together for 7 years, and it's been amazing.
The God number.
I've gotten really close with her family, especially her mom, who has always treated me really nicely, like her own son. 1 month ago, my girlfriend's mother invited me over and told me devastating news. She has cancer. The news was heartbreaking. But what makes it tricky? She told me that I shouldn't tell her daughter or anyone else about it.
Interesting.
She lost her husband, my girl's father, 4 years ago. And she said she wants to go back and be with him. She doesn't want to get treatment because she's happy with the life that she's lived. I tried for hours and have been trying ever since to talk her into telling someone and getting treatment, but she hasn't budged. She said she only told me so at least someone could be prepared for it and assist her in getting her stuff in order, which I do not feel comfortable with.
What?
It's really been messing with me, and I need y'all's perspective. Do you think I should tell her daughter and just disregard her mom's wishes? Should I respect what mom told me? It's extremely hard news to deal with, and I can't act like nothing's happening. Eventually, she'll get really sick to the point where she can't hide it anymore, and her kids will know. And if they find out somehow that I knew early and didn't say anything or do anything to help, my girlfriend and her siblings would literally kill me. Sorry it's a bit of a downer, but I can't talk to anyone around me for obvious reasons and was curious to hear what you guys think. Thank you, gurus.
Whoa, that's a heavy one.
That's tough.
It's heavy, but I can say very easily what the answer is.
Yes. Yeah,
what would your answer be?
You tell your girl. It's the only option. If you want to be with your girl for the rest of your life, I don't know. I mean, you could have it hang over your head for the rest of your life too, if you want to sit with that.
I mean, if moms can keep a secret, then maybe you could keep that secret and
the rest of
that.
Your life, because she's dying. She's out. It's going to be just you.
Well, who has to know? I'm not saying that my answer is the answer.
Right. I'm saying if mom dies, she gets sick and she dies.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And the rest of your life, this is a pain for your girl who's like, how did this happen? How did she just get sick and die? How?
Well,
and every time it comes up, you're going.
Well, to the point in the email, he states that the family is going to know. It's not really a secret that will happen suddenly. You know what I'm saying? So at that point, everybody will know. His hardest
feat will be faking that he didn't. It could be sudden, Shani, depending on, you know, what type of cancer and how it presents itself. It could be, and by sudden, I mean it could be like, you know.
You got 3 months.
Months, you know right. what I mean? But that's sudden. You know what I mean? When somebody gets diagnosed with a terminal illness, it's like, yo. This is going to be over in months. People are panicked.
Right.
To Rosenberg's point, they are going to be asking questions. They're going to be like, Mom, did you know? Clearly her doctors know. Because for her to get a diagnosis, her doctors know. So there are other people who know.
And they'll be like,
it's
why
just
didn't you
her.
Tell anybody?
And it's her personal medical information that is so tough, man.
This is hard. It's hard.
You're not supposed to. If she asked you not, and she made her decision. Like,
I'm tired of people. It's not a rule. It's not a rule that if someone says, I need you not to tell anyone, that you're just now stuck with their secret.
No, I wasn't saying that. I was saying, like, for instance, you know, if her family jumps in and wants her to get treatment and it causes a whole riff and they're arguing back and forth and it causes a whole thing.
Right.
and she ends up dying anyway, and then her and her family don't end on good terms or whatever because she doesn't want to do with what they want to do, and it's because you told them. That's also a burden, too.
True.
Yep. Yeah.
That's a good point.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel really bad. That's an if, but I feel really, really bad that he got put. Like, this is terrible.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's a horrible situation to be in, but this is what I would do.
Here we go.
I'm with Rosenberg. I would tell my partner.
Tell your partner.
I would be honest. I'd be like, look, she put me in this a really messed up situation, and I feel like it's the right thing to do. Whether I'm betraying her.
Now, would you confront her first and say, hey, listen, I cannot not tell.
Yep. I would.
I can't do it. I cannot do it. I won't do it. I can't do it.
Right. That's what I'm
going thinking. To tell her.
I'm going to tell her.
Or you tell her. But
one of us is going to tell her.
Yeah.
That's the most honorable. That's the most honorable way to do it.
Right.
That's I was trying to think of a way to sneak out of it. Like, it just accidentally came out. I'm just so sorry.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was thinking. The only two options really is to say, I can't hold this weight. You tell the moms, I can't hold this weight.
Well, don't say you can't hold this weight. I just say, listen, your daughter, I love her. I'm going to be with her for the rest of my life. I cannot not inform her about her own mother.
About the biggest thing in her life.
I can't do it. It's and honestly, you shouldn't even want me to do it.
No, you shouldn't. And you shouldn't have been put me in the situation.
That's
not even fair.
Yeah, that's not even fair for moms.
Like, I love you. Thank you for trusting me. It's an immense amount of trust, but you put me in an impossible spot.
Yeah, it's kind of foul.
It is.
You know?
She didn't have a sibling. There was no one else. A best friend she could have talked to. She had to go to... That's very frustrating.
Yeah, I would tell the mother, look, you tell her, I'm telling her. Because I can't be the one.
And I know you might be mad at me, and I know there might be a problem now between us, but I love you anyway. I just can't do this, and I can't do it to her. So,
damn.
I think that's the only answer. If she's the person you want to be with forever, I think that guilt... not only the guilt, but then if she does find out, it could be damaging to the point that she would break up with you, to be honest. You
definitely, definitely despise you. There would definitely be some, there would definitely be, what's the word I'm looking for?
That is
a resentment. Absolutely.
Deep resentment.
And even if she wanted to get over it, she's going to be like, yo, you kept that my mom was dying from me?
And we don't
like how does a person even get over that?
Right.
But also, we don't even know how early this is. What if this is still totally treatable too?
But at the end of the day,
she doesn't want it to be.
Right. Remember.
I understand that, but I mean from the perspective of the daughter. In her mind, if she's like, wait, it was still treatable then. I could have done something. Yeah, she said she didn't want to, but I could have talked her out of it. I'm her daughter. You can't live with that, fam. I don't think you could take that.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Man, I kind of want an update from Nigeria.
Facts. We need one.
Shout we need one, Africa. Please. Good luck. I hope our perspectives help you out.
So talk to mom and let mom know that I got to tell your daughter. I can't.
You have to.
I can't keep this from her.
And let us know what happens. So say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. We don't do weakness.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.